It isn't often the Spokane City Council and School Board meet in joint session, but on Wednesday night, it was as if the bodies were long-lost friends. Superintendent Shelley Redinger gathered at the podium with Mayor David Condon. She explained her district's plans in building three new middle schools.
What's happening in the school district is we need additional schools to reduce class size at the elementary level. As you know, in Spokane Public Schools, we're K-6. We want to move to a K-5 model and then have 6-8. In order to do that, we need to build some new schools, some new middle schools.
Through a partnership with the city will provide land for those new schools, something the mayor is pleased about.
You know what? The highest and best use for some of our 13 and 15-acre parcels is for our schools. Besides our river, I would suggest the schools is our number one asset. So it's exciting to see that, and you will all see those partnerships tonight.
Besides the new schools, the measure would also pay for replacements for Shaw, Glover, and Sacagawea middle schools. It would build a new cafeteria and commons area at Lewis and Clark High School. It would renovate the Libby Technology Center and provide technology, security, and building improvements for every school in the district. The proposal includes money for a new sports stadium, though it doesn't specify where that would be located. Of the $553 million cost of the entire package, Spokane taxpayers would contribute about 90%. The rest would come from state grants. School district officials say this is the right time for the issue because local property taxes will decrease significantly next year as a result of a major shift in school funding from local to state taxes. The bond would go before voters 3 years ahead of the district's schedule. If it passes, district officials say it could save taxpayers up to $100 million over the potential cost for the same package of projects in 2021. At Wednesday's hearing, there were no complaints about the high price tag. To the contrary, people such as Mark Martell expressed their excitement.
I mean, we very rarely will ever have an opportunity for so many projects to happen in a lifetime that so many things need to happen, properties available. Economy is in the right place. To be able to do these things is a very exciting thing.
The only pause came from several canine owners, such as Ed Newman, who live near the proposed site for the new Southside Middle School.
There is an unofficial dog park up there, and I don't think anybody is thinking about what they're going to do with the land, or if they swap that land out, is there going to be land available for another dog park.
The library bond issue would total $77 million and include new libraries in Hilliard, on East Sprague, and at Liberty Park. It would also remodel the Shadle, Downtown, South Hill, and Indian Trail libraries. Library Director Andrew Chance says the city's six libraries were all funded by a bond issue way back in 1990.
Those facilities are going to be turning 30 soon, in massive need of some renewal. We really haven't had a significant investment in those facilities. Many deferred costs, original carpet, original HVACs, original roofs. So those are at the end of life, and we really need to make an investment in those.
So voters will decide in November whether to tax themselves approximately $570 million for schools and libraries. One thing they will not decide is where a new replacement for Joalby Stadium will be built, says Rick Romero from the city.
It's not an action item tonight, but we do continue to have discussions. The council has scheduled a study session for tomorrow. We're going to continue to talk about this.
That was on the minds of many people who testified Wednesday night, with most supporting a proposal to build a 5,000-seat facility downtown to the east of the arena. I'm Doug Nadvornik, reporting.